Dude, I watched Teen Witch this weekend.
Hell yeah.
Did you ever see Teen Witch?
No. Dude, fuck no.
It is the... So I've been watching Twin Peaks a lot. And which, dude,
I know.
That was the night, whatever night I texted you, be like,
I feel bad.
Twin
about
Peaks
it.
Is I, the best. That's I the actually, night I was high dude, on my couch. Watch, I
dude,
like,
I was dry on my way here. I was like, how have I not watched Blue Velvet yet?
Dude, it's so
like
good.
Matt is asking me
it's so
every
good.
Time I see him to watch it. And it's, I'm still like,
it's so good.
I just got to watch it.
Blue Velvet's so fucking good.
What's it on Amazon?
Amazon Prime.
I'll watch it tonight.
It is so fucking good.
Yes.
Twin Peaks, I think, is fantastic. But the, so I'm like, you know, it's like an older show and like Brittany will watch it with me. And I think she tried to like, I know an older movie we can watch together. Like it was like kind of like, she was like, we can watch, you know, she like came up with an older movie to watch and it was Teen Witch. Dude, so I'm watching this. I'm like, she watches some shit that like, typically whenever I talk about bad movies I watch, I'm watching with Brittany. Which is funny. People are like, you watch the worst fucking movies. I'm like, I'm just watching them with my fucking girlfriend. But I do also, anything with a storyline I will get caught into. But...
Man, I'm sorry to cut you off. I forgot to mention this. I love your mind.
Sure.
I love that anything with a storyline hooks you in. You're
instantly.
Like, I gotta see where this goes.
Instantly.
You gotta... And the fact that you just hang out by yourself and see how high you can get. Like, you're your own best friend. Like, you just
pretty
hang
much.
Out. That's great.
Dude,
anyway,
I was explaining... Yeah, I'll get back to that. Of your point. The, thank you.
Yeah, man.
So I'm watching Teen Witch.
I'm jealous. If I'm by myself, I typically hate myself.
Really?
Yeah. It's no surprise to me. I am my own worst enemy, dude.
Well, to be fair, it's the opposite. If I go out in public, that's
I
just
kick the living shit out of me.
Do you really?
I know, singing lit.
But the trade-off is I go out in the public and I'm like, whoa.
True.
So it's like when I'm by myself, I'm like, yeah.
Yes.
So I watched Teen Witch and I'm like, it was like, again, there's movies I'll watch with her and I at least like get hooked into it and just follow them. This movie was so unbelievably bad that I was like, I started like researching it while I was watching it. Dude, it was a $2.5 million. It was in 1989. $2.5 million budget. Guess how much it grossed in the opening weekend? $3,500.
$3,500.
And then I think it made like $37,000 in its entire and then it got like they immediately pulled it from the theaters. Then it became like a cult classic. It's so bad. But dude,
so bad that it's a cult classic.
Yeah,
and she was
yes.
like,
it's like one
good.
Of those movies people watch. But she was just like, oh, I remember watching this and I liked this when I was little. Dude.
Yeah.
So like she put it on and I was like, this is like next level. Like
that happens.
It was every single cliche you could possibly think of.
Yeah.
Put into a movie. And, like, you know, it's all white people, but the popular kids, like, how they show popular kids is just white people rapping, but it's, like, that old school, like, 80s rap.
Yeah.
And like, dude, everybody. Dude, it is
so. We're about to
so,
do homework.
Dude, it is so fucking funny to watch the scenes from that. And then, like, the one part, they, like, it's, like, it'll, like, break into, like, almost semi-musical numbers at points. Then at one point, like, they're rapping, and they just have, like, in the car, there's just two Mexican guys with, like, cholo buttoned all the top and unbuttoned, like, just, like, dancing. Dude, it is fucking crazy. It's so bad. It's, like, literally...
All of those are bad, though. I'm sure that's exceptionally bad. That sounds like...
That's another
level. That sounds like chaos.
It's another level.
Dude, I watched Mighty Ducks.
Did you really?
The movie stinks.
Was it really?
It's so bad. I was cheering for the Hawks, the bad guys.
Were you really?
The bad team was awesome.
To beat them.
All black uniforms, fucking sick. Their coach was the man.
Like Little Giants, similar thing.
Very true. Like a bigger, cooler team.
Yeah.
Like an actual fucking team. And then versus this like co-ed group of like
I wonder when that happened.
Misfits.
I wonder
Why
when
is
that
happened.
Cool? When that became like...
Nah, dude, I was cheering for the team that's like, they're out there working hard.
Yeah, dude.
They're running plays.
Perfecting their game.
The coach demands excellence.
I wonder when that got brought into like stories of like, you don't have to be good at sports to win.
Yeah,
it's like,
come on, guys, just be friends and then come up with a trick play right at the end.
Yeah, it's like, no, you're going to get crushed, dude.
Yeah, they should have got the fucking shit beat out of them. The one, the best player gets taken out. The Hawks have a goon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
in.
Yeah,
his
yeah.
His name's McGill, just a big Irish goon.
Fucked him up.
It's great. He fucking puts him into the post, breaks his shoulder. And then one of his teammates is like, what'd you do, man? And he's like, I did my job. Like,
fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah. And then he goes in the penalty box. Coach comes over and is like, hell
nice,
yeah.
Dude. Nice, dude. I actually kind of remember
you
that.
Did exactly what I told you to do. That's sick.
It's pretty great.
Dude, that kid at a young age was like, I'm doing what the fuck I was told to do.
Yeah, duty bound.
Fuck this kid up.
We need more kids like that in America. He was a duty bound young man.
Yes.
Who, you know, got over his
almost
stuff.
Definitely had a fucking tinnitus. McGill?
You think McGill? Big McGill?
Big McGill had a tinnitus, trust me.
I can go either way.
Nah, if he's listening to orders like that,
yeah.
He had a thick hog. He'd be like, what, man? He's cool.
Thick, I don't know. You get some thick, aggressive hogs, dude.
Hogs run wild, dude. You better avoid that.
You can get some compassionate tinnitus behavior.
True.
You think Jesus had a tinnitus or a hog?
Jesus had a hog.
You think that was hog, yeah. Hog behavior?
True. Big time hog behavior.
There was a lot of things.
You can fucking kill me. I don't care. Whatever.
True, like, yeah.
Yeah.
True that.
If you had a tinnitus, you'd be like, no, not me, please. Yeah. Don't kill me.
Well, a lot of that stuff came from guys who were just like good at, I guess, what would have been math now. Like they would just watch this guy and they would be like, they watch the constellations. Like, all right, last time this constellation was there, we had an eclipse. And then they just go to the village and like, it's going to be dark.
During the day.
And people would be like, yeah, it'll get dark. And they'd be like, oh my God. And he'd be like, give me your goats. And that's how like a lot of people just rose through that like basic, through that basic knowledge of watching like astrology, just being like, okay, so that's where that thing is. And then that happens. Got it. No one, everyone else is just fucking like, you know, if you're out sleeping, you're right on the fields, you're sleeping all night, you don't know that there's fucking shit moving around above you. You're like, how the fuck did you know that? That's what they explain a lot of the early like priestdom.
This isn't like Apocalypto.
Was that
you
what
ever
they
see
did?
Apocalypto?
No, dude, I want to see that. That's where he's running or some shit in the beginning.
Well, yeah. Yeah, he's running around a lot.
I never saw that.
I forget if he's an Aztec or a Mayan.
I think a Mayan.
But yeah, the priest is basically like hits him with the eclipse.
It's time, dude.
Yeah. They're like sacrificing people, cutting people's hearts out.
Goats or die.
And then the eclipse happens and he's like, see? Told you. God's happy now. Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's how they used to get down. And it was just like
Mel Gibson's the tip of the spear. He knew about that.
For sure, dude. Yeah. He directed that, right?
Yeah. It was right after he got caught coming out at the Jays. So that Apocalypto got kind of fucking pushed to the side.
I heard it's good.
Apocalypto is awesome.
So I like that was a movie. That's something I have like a whole list of movies I want to watch now. They have a Fire Stick, dude. I like got that and I watched like one movie on it. But Apocalypto.
I tried to watch Blue Velvet.
You didn't like it?
Not for me.
What?
That's the same fucking.
Oh my God.
That David Lynch fucking dialogue is so corny.
I fucking love it. I think it's so fucking funny.
I think it's not supposed to be funny.
Oh yeah, it is.
Talking like that?
Yeah, dude. It's like a dark, whole thing's a dark comedy. A lot of his stuff that I think is like a look into like the perversion that underlies like suburban America. And it's, dude, the way people talk to each other in his shit makes me laugh so fucking hard. The lady's like, Butterfingers.
Yeah, that was funny. But that was exactly, you sent me that clip of somebody dropping something, a lady going, Butterfingers. I was just like, this is why I hate this shit.
I fucking love it.
Yeah, every time something like that would happen, I'd be like, all right, God damn it.
Dude, if you watch Twin Peaks, is like my favorite.
I fell asleep watching it. And it was late.
It's so weird, dude. It is so. But if you don't like Blue Velvet, you won't like Twin Peaks. And if people don't like Blue Velvet, that's something I'm like, fair enough.
Yeah.
Did you watch? Did you get to the end where the guy's like doing fuck. He's singing. What the fuck's the guy's name? Dennis Hopper's like singing. He like loves hearing like karaoke music or whatever.
No.
Oh, dude, he like loves like big band kind of show like crooner music. So someone's like singing crooner, and he's like, oh, God, dude, it's so funny. He's a David Lynch.
Like, that
doesn't
sound funny at all.
So funny, dude. The least funny thing I've ever heard. So fucking funny to me. Dude's like loving crooner music makes me laugh so fucking hard. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's just
see where that's funny.
It's the weirdest shit in the world.
Yeah.
I watched it and I was like, this is fucking awesome.
Which was it, Twin Peaks or Blue Velvet? The guy dies in the very beginning.
The dad. Blue Velvet, the dad.
Water in the plants?
Yeah, that's the Blue Velvet.
Yeah.
The dad just catches a heart attack first 5 minutes and it goes down like the worms and shit.
Yeah, it was just like, all right.
I liked it.
All right. I'm not shitting on. Yeah, sorry.
No, I don't care. That's something that's.
I didn't
like,
know you were going to get all defensive, dude. Sorry.
Please, dude. Please.
Don't let your fucking mommy animus.
Dude,
fucking...
my. And also, I just watched a Twin Peaks 4-hour explanation. That all that is just like this thing is that and this symbolized, dude. And it's so fucking good.
Really?
Explains Twin Peaks.
You love Twin Peaks.
I love Twin Peaks.
Damn,
and now
your enthusiasm for it makes me want to give it a shot.
It's good, man. But the explanation.
I just can't get over the dialogue.
Oh, I love it, bro. It's just the balance. See, and I could explain. I'm not going to go on another tirade because I feel like I'm tirading.
True,
but
yeah,
dude,
we've had this conversation.
Well, I watched the explanation. Now I know what it's about. Ooh,
what's
baby.
It about?
Ooh, dude, it's too meta.
How meta?
You might explode.
Let me hear it.
But you haven't seen it, so it's hard to explain.
Doesn't matter.
So, oh, Jesus Christ.
Our weird listeners have.
They have. If there's a four-hour explanation, I'm almost done. But basically, in a nutshell, Twin Peaks was supposed to bring balance to television at the time. At the time, television, people were addicted to a drug called closure. So you'd watch one of like the murder mysteries. Someone would get murdered. No one would really grieve them, really. There was no real human element to it. Someone would get murdered. They'd be zipped up in a body bag. They'd find the killer, who was totally one-dimensional, solved, on to the next one. All these people would get discarded, you know, whatever. David Lynch was like, he wanted to do a murder mystery that never got solved. That it was like, you know, there was like there was a guy in it, Bob, who was supposed to be TV violence, who would possess characters into doing horrible, heinous stuff. And then yeah. the people were, it was like a real town where they were left. Like, people would cry for like 3 minutes in the show. They're just like, ah! Oh, this is crazy. But the, and then he was inhabiting, Bob was this character, was inhabiting characters, and it was the spirit of violence on TV. So he, like, and then there was the girl who dies in the beginning, Laura Palmer.
Yeah,
her mystery was never supposed to go solved, or never get supposed to get solved. He was going to have all of these streams, or these stories was a branch off of this thing that happened, and balance this horrible violence with all these good, like drinking coffee, apple pie, and then all the bad people were eating cream corn and like corn snacks all the time because of the invention of, after the nuclear blast, I think it was 56 or so. I forget, no, 40s, I think the nuclear blast happened. Elvis, I think, went on TV in 56. And that was like the, I think 56 was also the invention of the TV dinner. And a side was usually cream corn.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, so these people were eating all the time was cream corn. So there was coffee and pie, and coffee fuels for you to get in touch with like the unified field. It goes really, this, he's a transcendental meditator. So the unified field, if you watch the third season, there's this like black
transcendental meditator.
Dude, he's
so... What the fuck are you talking about?
I can't, dude. You'd have to see all three of them. But in the third season, there's a place where... Oh, either way, for the first season... Sorry, this is such a scramble.
You can do it.
They forced him in the second... The first season was a hit. Everyone loved it. It was like, there's so much mystery around it. All this cool stuff's happening. And he was pushing in all these other kind of concepts and ideas that people would research. And then the second season, they're like, you have to announce who the killer is. And Lynch was like, fuck that. The whole point of the show is to never announce who the killer is.
Yeah.
And the whole thing was they were in a TV show, and there was characters who were semi-aware of the fact they were in a TV show. It was weird. But the so he walked from the show, and then they closed it up. And everyone's like, this show fucking sucks. They were like, this blows his, you know, his tank, because he just walked away from it. So the third season's on Showtime. So he did a remake in where the show is dead. And then, like, there's characters just walking around doing, like, kind of nothing. They have no idea what's going on because Laura, the mystery was what held the whole thing together. Either way. But he's a unified field is, like, where you kind of your consciousness reaches to when you met. If you're an experienced enough meditator, you can reach the unified field where you're just at total peace with everything. And that's where he said good ideas like Laura Palmer come from. So in the field, it's like you see this egg popping out of this, like, weird ocean thing. And then there's, like, the whole thing with electricity where there's these, like, power lines sizzling to where, like, kind of like all the bad ideas from the nuclear blast, there was this like zeitgeist of fear that inhabited all these people that was then broadcasted through electricity and broadcasted through television. It's too much to explain. It's 4 hours where this guy goes through line by line. Oh, man, it's so fucking good.
Nice.
I bought Wi-Fi on the flight to watch it.
Nice.
Dude, I don't know why. Why are Bays so fucking frugal?
Bays are frugal.
They buy the dumbest bullshit, and then I'm like getting Wi-Fi, $16.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm getting. I want to watch this thing. I'm not going to watch this 4 hour thing unless I'm sitting in the air with nothing to do. $16.
Like, if I'm
spent $100 on a dress for our unborn child.
If I'm home trying to rent, like I'll be like, Mom, I'm going to rent this fucking movie. She'll be like, No, you're not. I'm like, it's $4. Look at the fucking lantern you have sitting on that desk.
Yeah.
That junk, that hunk of shit you bought at Home Goods for $19.
Yeah, dude, my dad pays like $200 for cable. And I'm like, I'm going to rent a movie for $5. He's like, what
the hell? No, like, you're not.
It's like, dude, stop paying two. I could get you this movie for free right now. Stop paying fucking $200. Yeah, they freak
the
about
the geezers
that
shit. Got fucked.
Electronic transfer is fucking
Xfinity freaking. Gets the geezers. They get them.
That's all they got left.
Comcast
man.
Is just butt fucking geezers.
Bro, when they go.
Yeah.
Comcast is already dying anyway, but they're the lifeblood of Comcast.
The geezers are the lifeblood for a lot of those things.
They're going to prop up. They're going to get into streaming and
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, dude, I the Twin Peaks thing I'd have to talk about for like 3 hours. It's so fucking sick.
Fuck
so
yeah.
Sick. It's so good.
I'll watch it. No, I won't. I keep
good,
trying
dude.
To watch it.
It's good. It's you know, it's kind of I could see though how it would have not appeal. It's like super. And again, this is just a guy's interpretation of it, but it's like beyond all meta everything. It's unbelievable.
Damn.
It's his he's a filmmaker. His whole thing is that like film is where that you can have like a real dream and things come from, and it's balanced. He's like, TV's not balanced, and TV's replacing film, so people are becoming unbalanced and blah 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 blah. I mean, I think he's kind of right, but
yeah.
Either way, so what else is going on? Sorry, that's my fucking
no.
tirade.
It's also sick how horses instinctually recognize, whoa. You jump on a horse, the first guy was like, whoa.
Yeah, that's...
Whoa might come from it. That's a very equine...
Fuck, there was a comedian that had this joke, but it's been something that I've always thought was funny. It was what? Horses in movies about war think they're in war. You know
you
what
think
I mean?
So?
Like, they don't know this is a movie. They're charging. They're like, horses have no idea.
Who said that?
I forget it. A comedian said it.
Oh, so fucking
And I was like,
funny.
Damn it, that was my bit that I never did.
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
Which is horses
funny.
At, like, in Braveheart. Those horses yeah. were like, holy shit, it's going down, dude. Whoa, this is nuts.
We've been done this in forever.
Yeah, dude. And it must have been in them to be like, yes.
I mean, dude, that would be
going.
A power move in terms of, like, just 21st century warfare. Just, like, taking the horses back up.
Breaking the horses out. Yeah. Doesn't work. They tried it.
Yeah, it's true.
The Germans charged.
Armored tanks are a little yeah, better. Yeah.
There's also one about like Free Willy. Somebody had a joke that like Free Willy, that orca,
mm-hmm.
at the moment they like he jumped over that wall, he was probably like, I'm fucking free.
Oh,
they like throw him in a net and they're like, yeah, get back in here. You're not actually free. We were just filming something.
That's I should have freed him. How could you make
animal?
That movie and not free that orca in the end? That's fucking Hollywood
That's
for you,
That's bullshit,
dude. God damn it. That pisses
God
me off.
Damn it.
Shane, honestly, I watched Free Willy thinking that Willy had been freed in real life the whole time. Like, that fucking just... That's like finding out about Santa Claus, man. I'm going to fucking have to...
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Take a bath tonight or something.
I told you
that. I thought for sure they like really freed him in that movie. And then Michael Jackson didn't touch the kids.
Yeah, Michael Jackson did not fuck those kids.
And the whale got away. And now I know that Michael Jackson touched the kids and that whale's probably dead. Some of them I came up and saw the whale belly up one day, died in captivity. I'm like, fuck, man. That sucks.
That was Willy.
fuck. I kind of took the wind out of myself.
That was, dude.
I've been celebrating that victory
bro,
forever.
When I heard Luis Gomez talk about Milo Notis,
that
broke me.
Who's Milo Notis?
Milo Notis was that little movie. I talked about it on here before.
Sure.
Because it affected me. It was a kid's movie where they filmed a little pug and a kitten. Who went on an adventure, and they literally filmed a dog and a kitten,
yeah.
and it would just film them at like a farm going around. And then the narration was this like British dude who kind of just made a story up.
Yeah.
While these animals were just like, Milo, yeah. what are you doing in that box?
Oh, fuck, man.
I'm just having fun, Otis. Come have fun with me. And they would like, but when I was a kid, I was obsessed with this fucking movie. I watched this movie, that and fucking Watership Down. Nonstop. I'll get into that in a second. A real dark movie about like death and rabbits that my mom would let me watch. I think that fucked me up.
That might have made
Watership Down's like a real fucking depressing dark book.
Is it a book?
That became a like cartoon.
Damn.
But even in the cartoon there was like blood and gore.
What?
Yeah, like dying twitching rabbits.
Never heard of any of this stuff.
Yeah, like you see the rabbit's like soul leave its body and like be like, bye, friends. Like,
what?
Yeah, I'll get it in a second. But Milo noticed there's a scene where the pug and the kitten run into a bear. And the bear.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I told you this.
Yeah.
And the bear, like the little pug saves the kitten from the bear by like barking at it and chasing it off. Turns out that took like 20 takes with 20 different pugs and kittens. That the bear mangled and destroyed and killed right away.
That's horrible.
And then it turns out that it was like a Tokyo Partners production. It was Asian Dude really? Production. Milo Notis had Tokyo Partners backing it. That
God
they were like,
damn.
We need another shot. Throw in a pug. And the pug would run out and get killed.
They're probably like this. The guy was just shoving a pug in his mouth. And like, whoop.
Get more from craft services. Get those pugs out from the fucking, you know. But
those pugs were on ice, dude.
Those pugs had
those
a rough
pugs
time.
Off ice. It's probably, they probably popped a pug off the ice. Smacked it.
There's also a scene where the Milo Notis are like in a box that goes down a waterfall.
Oh.
And they film it. Like, it's not CGI. Like, this is... And then they really, like, kittens were dying.
I gotta see
and they'd
this.
Be like, we gotta get that shot again. Throw another kitten.
Oh, my God.
But Watership Down's about this group of rabbits
mm-hmm.
that live in a den. And there's all these, like, there's old military rabbits. There's, like, a hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, the general and the king and stuff. One of the rabbits has a vision that he has a horrible nightmare of, like, the den's getting covered over with dirt and we're all going to fucking suffocate and die. And then
what
in,
the,
his,
fuck was this
in the suffocation dream, you see, like, all the rabbits climbing on top of each other and dying. And I was, like, a kid, like, wow. Like, and fucking, my mom was out in the kitchen. I was in there by myself, like,
dude, I was scared of, like, remember Willy Wonka when the boat starts spinning?
That was, I mean, that's notably.
I was scared of that.
Dude, that's, everybody's afraid
but
of that.
But, dude, that's fucked up.
Watch Watership Down now. What? It's dark. One point, one of the rats, so then you see, like, a sign on the, that's, like, construction.
Yeah.
So, like, where they live is going to, that is going to happen.
He has a premonition.
He has a premonition that something horrible is about to happen. So he tries to tell all the other rabbits, like, hey, I got a bad feeling. Something's going to happen. Fuck. And they were like, we're not going anywhere. Fuck you.
Yeah, we're the so king rabbit.
Him and his, like, group of friends leave to try to find a new den. The old den gets covered up and they all get suffocated. So this new group goes out and, like, they run into, like, there's cats trying to kill them. There's animals that kill them. There's, like, they get trapped in, like, one of them gets in a snare and it's, like, suffocating. He's like, hey. He's like, help, help. Like, trying to resuscitate him. It's fucking
holy
insane.
Shit.
Yeah, dude, Watership Down's dark.
Sounds awesome.
And then they go like fight. Then they fight other rabbits and they're, like, kill them and get their throats ripped out and shit. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Did you hear about the, that's fucking nuts.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, that's kind of like the stories little kids kind of need to hear. This is like an old myth, like the place is crumbling. We need to get out. And we go outside. Everyone's going to try to kill us. We got to find our little house. That's a sick fucking thing to
that's
watch.
A British. It's British.
Is it really?
The Brits have like a real dark fucking.
That's true, yeah.
Get out there. You fought.
Get out there.
Oh, no. Our family's dying.
Did you hear, that was like my mom's dad. He was born in Ireland. I think like he was born to twins or triplets. Definitely twins, but I think there was like a triplet who died at birth. His twin brother died at six, and like all of his siblings died except for like one. And like that was just like, you know, then you, yeah. You'd be like, all right, we made it. And you
we
go
got one.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's like sea turtles trying to get into the water.
Yeah,
it's
dude.
Like, have 50 of them because they are going to get eaten.
Yeah, dude.
See if one makes it.
Well, there's apparently on YouTube, did you hear about like the those people who like figured out how to get through like the parental guide filter to where they'll make like animations to like. You'll sit down for the first 3 minutes with your kid. And it's like,
yeah.
It's time. And then like,
and then it gets weird.
It'll be like a clown will come out and be like, go turn all the gas on. And like,
yeah, I
want to
see these videos. I haven't seen the videos.
And it's turning all the gas on. So like, you'll watch the first 5 minutes. And apparently this autistic kid, like went, this little girl went downstairs and like turned her gas. Whether that's an herb, someone was telling me about this, but like they definitely exist. Or they'll be like,
yeah, these dark,
look
weird
at us.
Videos.
And they'll be playing. And like, it'll be like a regular cartoon. And like one of them will fall and like split their head open.
Rogi's
like,
talked about it for a while.
Dude, it's fucking
they
crazy.
Keep like breaking beer bottles over babies' heads or in
yeah,
one of them.
Dude. Or there'll be ones that'll like, they'll tell you, they'll like tell kids fucked up shit. She was like, and it's like, your mom and dad hate you. Or like just weird shit like that. And it's like, holy fuck.
That's awesome.